Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's Mic Check! It's Mic Check! The podcast by Mike Myers!
And we're clear. Hello, sexy babies. Welcome to Mic Check, the sexiest, horniest podcast around. I am Alexi Toliopoulos. It is a pleasure to be here.
Okay, an imposter is among us. That is not me. I am Alexi Toliopoulos. And yes, it is a pleasure to be here. You are listening to Mic Check with Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos. I am the latter of those two. This is the only podcast in the history of mankind where funny fellas get together to talk about their goddamn hero, Mike Myers, just to check if his films and stuff like that is still cool. Baby. It has been obviously a minute since you've done this podcast. And with me, as always, is Cameron James.
Hey, I just got to... Which Alexi am I speaking to right now? Is this the real one or the imposter?
Of course I am the real Alexi okay. Toliopoulos.
Okay, that is a fake imposter.
Okay, Alexi, I feel like one is Alexi from now and one is Alexi from 12 minutes ago. Which one am I talking to?
It is this one. I am Alexi Toliopoulos. It is a pleasure to be here.
Now, that you, for those of you who are familiar with the Mic Check Republic...
And you are familiar if you're listening, baby.
Because if you're not, you can honestly get the fuck out of here. You can take a long walk off a short fucking pier, dipshit.
Whoa! The only short pier I like is Mike Myers' short pier, Vern Troyer.
If you are familiar with the Mic Check Republic, you know the master of impressions himself is here with us today. It's Ben Russell.
Hello, I'm Ben Russell. It's Ben Russell speaking, not Alexi Toliopoulos.
Now, I got to say, Lex, Ben was doing that impression for me last night. And it's the best Alexi I've ever heard.
I think it's a lot of people doing Alexi. That is the nearest one. I think it'll be indistinguishable for the listener.
Well, you know, I think I would be able to pick which one, you know, because
you have an impressionist's ear.
Yeah, and the
and
original
nose and dick.
Yeah. It's like seeing a fake, you know, a fake CGI character on screen. My eyes, my ears can find it.
What an exciting time. Thanks for joining us today in the MCR.
You are one of our most frequent guests that we've ever had on this show. You're one of our earliest guests.
Yeah, and I'm one of the bigger supporter of this podcast.
You're a regular.
You went to the protests for us.
Yeah.
When they were trying to shut us down.
I went down and I spoke to the crowds and I calmed them down.
What'd you say, dude?
I said, yo, chill, bruh.
Okay.
And it worked.
It really worked. Yeah. You can't argue with that energy. That's the thing. Now, the reason we've called you in today is because this isn't a special emergency broadcast edition of Mic Check.
Yes, Alexi, this is going out on the airwaves.
Alexi has even flown down to Melbourne from Sydney specifically to record this today.
It's important.
It's important shit.
It's of the highest importance today. This is almost a similar episode, a sequel episode to the first episode we ever did with you, where we just watch clips of Mike Myers to try and learn about who he is or who he was. Today, we will be doing something similar. We are going to be discussing one very important thing, two very important things. The first thing we shall discuss is Mike Myers had a viral sketch on The Tonight Show.
Mike went viral, dude.
Went viral. On The Tonight Show with He Who Shall Not Be Named. He did a sketch where he appeared as Dr. Evil, the most evil character in film history.
Yeah.
I have yet to see the video.
I haven't watched it. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So this is going to be your first time for all of this.
I've been saving to watch
it,
Cameron.
So I think we're going to have to dive deep on this because Alexi...
Deep dive.
...has some baggage when it comes to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Sorry for saying his name. Sorry.
It's you got okay. some baggage. You don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Alexi once said to me that Jimmy Fallon is the Lenny Riefenstahl of the Trump administration.
When he tussled Donald Trump's hair on national TV, he made him seem funny, cool, and weird. And to the dumbass people out in America that voted for Trump, and he allowed a villain to rise to the ranks. So I'm very conflicted. So Jimmy Fallon, I used to love him. He was my favorite impressionist after Mr. Ben Russell. And
I used to laugh. He laughs at his own jokes just as much as Ben Russell.
He does. It's normally very unbecoming for someone to laugh at their own jokes, but Jimmy made it cool.
That's kind of why I like him so much. He made that cool because it's one of the easiest, funniest things you can do.
Is to laugh at something you've said?
Yeah.
I was a skeptic about Jimmy Fallon, and I was like, oh, I don't know. And then James Corden was given his own Tonight Show, and I was like, maybe Jimmy Fallon's not that bad.
Maybe Jimmy Fallon is the Carson of our times.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of Corden?
I'm sorry, but no, I don't.
You don't like carpool karaoke?
No, no.
No, whoa. I detest the bloke as well.
Yeah.
Why does everyone hate him so much? He's the Benito Mussolini.
I mean, if he offered me a job, I'd 100% take it. I'd say I love James Corden
right now. Oh, yeah, for sure, I'd love.
But at the moment, since I'm currently not employed by James Corden.
You can officially say on the record.
I can say that I'm not. He's yet to charm me.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Fallon, I was not a huge fan of. Didn't know much of his SNL stuff. I don't think I even had access to SNL.
What
during
about Cork
those
Soakers?
Years when he was on. Obviously, I've seen all the sketches now.
Cork Soakers.
I
in
know
particular.
Cork Soakers. Yeah. It's a good sketch. Cowbell.
Cowbell.
One. Oh, was that Christopher Walken?
I think it was.
Hey, Chris, come in.
Hey, it's me, Christopher. It's been a while since I've done this impression.
It's also, we've never had you on the pod before. This is a huge get. You've worked with Mike a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, me and Mike, we go long back.
Wayne's World 2. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, Wayne's World. It was a great time.
Can we ask you a question now that we've got you in the room? And this is very unexpected for us.
Yeah, sorry.
There was a night a long time ago in the 1960s. I think it was 1960s.
Oh, 70s maybe.
70s, yeah. I can't remember exactly when it was. You were on a boat with Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
And her then husband, whose name was...
Robert Wagner. He played number two.
Played number two, which is a weird coincidence.
Yeah. Two people both... would have worked with Mike on the same boat.
Yeah.
Something happened on that boat and Natalie Wood, she went overboard and passed away.
Mm.
Can you tell us what happened that night?
You know, a swan to secrecy. It happens in the high seas. Stays in the high seas.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess I'm happy with that response. How about you?
It's conclusive. I believe you.
Did you kill her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I knew I should have asked that follow-up. I'm so glad I asked that follow-up question. Well, case closed.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
He knocked the door on the way out.
Should we call the cops or something?
After the app.
All right. Hey, you went really quiet during that.
Well, I was scared.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Well, there was a known murderer among us for a moment.
What the fuck were we talking about?
We're talking about Jimmy Fallon. We're talking about Mike Myers making a ginormous appearance that went viral on The Tonight Show as his signature character, Dr. Evil.
Yes. Now, he's appeared as Dr. Evil a few times since Goldmember.
And it's not been stellar.
No, we watched the SNL one together.
Together, we watched that all those years ago. And I think we had a mixed reaction.
Yeah.
I loved it because I love Dr. Evil.
And we found it charming to see Dr. Evil again. But we were also a bit weirded out by Mike's uncomfortableness in front of the cameras and the crowd.
Because it's become clear that he's not... I mean, he's been out of the light for a while. He's not that same... He's older, you know? He's world weary.
He's a suspected vampire.
Yeah, he's a suspected...
That's my new theory, is Mike is a vampire. And that's why he has to wear prosthetics in movies so he can be out during the day.
This is the first time I've heard this theory.
Well, let's see if it holds up.
I reckon it won't.
I wonder if he'll be wearing a poorly ill-fitting costume.
Ooh, that's a theory.
Yeah, that's...
Or if he's getting the old... Just dust off the old jacket.
They might have custom made one for him. Mm. I mean, this is the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
That's true.
They spare no expense.
They got that fascist money.
You're still not won over by Jimmy?
We'll see. Maybe this will be a bit
It's time to make America great again.
Oh, this is good stuff.
It might be, for me, like Leni Riefenstahl's film Olympia. Might get me over the edge.
It might make you respect her again.
Might make me respect him, Fallon, again.
I've said this before. I was never a big Fallon fan, but then I went to a taping of whatever it was called before the Tonight
Late
Show.
Night?
Late Night, mm-hmm. when I was in the States and the United States.
Of America.
Of America, wow. yeah. And he was so impressive during that taping that I was won over by the man.
They do things differently up there.
They do things really differently up there. Yeah.
Shall we watch the video?
Okay, let's
We're going to take a little break, watch the video, come back with our immediate thoughts.
We encourage you to do the exact same thing. And if you don't, then you're not horny.
I'd also like to announce my candidacy for president.
Wait a second. You're running for president?
Yeah, that's right. I've even got my own merch. Make the world evil again.
I can read that.
Plus, I found the perfect running mate, the only man who's more hated right now than Donald Trump. Evil Zuckerberg 2020. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, America, get ready to be poked.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just watched the latest sketch from a known criminal mastermind, Dr. Evil.
Wow.
As played by Mike Myers, the first time in many years. And I think this was such a shock out of the blue for this to reappear.
Instant thoughts, guys. Mm-hmm. What do we think?
It was exactly like, I was like, he introduced it was someone from the, you know, Trump administration.
Trump's cabinet member who's been fired or something like that.
Yeah. It was a no-brainer. I'm surprised they have not done this sketch soon.
Yeah. Mm. I wonder it's a great why idea. Now. He must be promoting his show again, I guess. Or something,
I guess Gong Show's coming back. Yeah. Terminal's coming out. I think they're trying to lay the ground for Mike Renaissance.
And what a perfect way to do it. I think, obviously, Dr. Evil is one of the characters that he has the most fun with.
Mm.
It's just to put him in this situation, the jokes write themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not a huge fan of the type of rollout of political jokes that these kind of shows do, but these were pretty good.
And it lends itself to this. Like, of course he's going to be on Trump's cabinet. Like, it's good. It's there, you know? Yeah. It's all there.
Mm. And my instant reaction was just to see him having so much fun, but also to see him just effortlessly slip into this character. There was never a moment where it was like, this doesn't feel like the Dr. Evil I know and love.
Yeah.
This is the Doc. I mean,
in the writing room, it would have been like, we've got Mike Myers. He's agreed to do this.
Yes.
And the writers would have done, boom. This would have been fun to write.
Fun to write. We're writing for one of the most iconic comedy characters in history. Dr. Evil.
Now let's talk
Dougie
about...
Dougie Powers himself.
Dougie. Let's talk about... There's a couple of things I'd like to bring up. First of all, let's start with his appearance now.
Yeah.
As we noted last time, he's aging, our Mike.
Yeah, Mike has aged gracefully.
Gracefully?
Yeah. I think he's aged normally.
Yeah, he has aged normally.
Yeah, you know, he's got a little bit chubbier in places that he wasn't so chubby before.
Yeah.
He was hiding his wrists, not in this video,
however. That's interesting. Mm. His wrists were very visible during this.
And they looked beautiful. Mike, show them off.
Yeah, if you got it, flaunt it. Got
wrists. He sounded older.
It did sound older. Yeah. Was his voice different? You're the impressionist. Tell us.
His Dr. Evil voice was just a slight... You could hear the age in it, which is normal. Mm. I mean, it's not really a...
Mm.
It's not a complaint or a criticism. It's just an interesting kind of note to note.
And it's like when you listen to Yusuf Islam and Cat Stevens back to back. You notice a little age, but it's still there.
Cool, dude.
Yeah, cool, dude.
Didn't know you were into folk music. Why don't you folk off, dude?
Okay.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Was it funny?
That's why I'm not upset. Like, usually if you say something like that to me, I would get upset.
Yeah.
It was funny enough to cut through the nastiness.
Yeah, it cut through the bullshit, which is something I famously love to do.
Yeah.
And I'd love to also talk about the huge announcement at the end of the video.
Yep.
Where it is revealed canonically that Dr. Evil is running for president of the United States of America.
He's going to make the world evil again.
This is crazy news.
That's his new catchphrase.
Yeah.
Wow, make the world evil again. And he's running with his running partner is
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh my god.
Dr. Yeah. Evil and Fuckerberg himself coming together.
Only the second most hated person on the planet.
Very funny stuff.
Yeah.
Why do we hate Zuckerberg again?
Because he's like sold our information to,
that's
to
right.
something, I think.
Awesome.
I haven't been following. I've only been reading the memes.
I actually don't care. I got nothing to hide.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's see how
I reckon you do,
because
they get your cookies. They know what you've been looking at. They know what you've been looking at outside of Facebook.
What do you mean?
Yeah, they know.
They steal your cookies, baby.
They know, dude. They got your fucking cookies,
They got
bro.
Some cookies on you.
Hang on a second. So you tell me that they know the shit that I've been looking at?
They know. Yeah.
When I've been having a little me time?
Yeah. Do you have a VPN?
When you've been slapping the salami.
Hey, dude.
Hang on a second, dude.
Wait up, dude.
Oh, we're not that kind of show.
What
man,
do you mean by that?
Just like...
Jerking the gherkin?
I mean, choking the chicken.
Bashing the bishop, dude?
What else can we talk about in this video? Because there's a few little little catchphrases and the things that reappear. One thing that we all noticed was that Dr. Evil kind of... he just had a moment where he sung out a praise to...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But to a name brand.
Yeah.
Which is something that Dr. Evil tends to do. He loves to sing jingles. He
I
loves
like
to
chicken.
Think.
I like liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
And so this was part of a joke where he was talking about a furniture store in relation to one of his dearest friends in the Trump cabinet, yeah. Dr. Ben Carson. And he said that
that was
had,
funny.
That was the best bit of the video. It was very funny.
Both doctors, and we don't know how we got there.
Very yeah. funny.
Very good.
I think that was very funny. And they talked about how Ben Carson spent like $30,000 on a chair, which is something not unlike Dr. Evil. He loves these swivel chairs.
Yeah.
Dr. Evil's chairs are almost an iconic but unsung part of his persona. Mm. They're all different in every one.
This chair was different.
This chair was swiveled around. It had the same arched back. The set design was good, by the way.
Set design was amazing.
It looked incredible.
And I think the makeup of Dr. Evil himself was movie quality makeup. Mm. Much better than the SNL one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Definitely.
He looked like the real Dr. Evil. Yeah. Unfortunately, Mr. Bigglesworth, we can probably assume, has passed on. He was not in the video. Yeah,
unless true. He's been frozen or something.
He's frozen, maybe.
He could be frozen.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope Mr. Bigglesworth is still alive.
Yeah. You like that little don't you?
Yeah,
that's the Dutch side of him coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it's that detail, attention to detail that I just like. That it's still that he is Dutch still.
Yeah.
And he hasn't betrayed that. Like, he hasn't forgotten about it. So he just, that's how he says,
Yeah.
It's good.
I love that his really little, nose crinkle when he said something funny and he knows that he's being funny. And
he's delighted.
He's
in
so
it.
Delighted. He looks around mugging, looking for people to laugh at. Oh, I love it.
It would
he's
be
so
such
good.
A joy to know that you have such a well, much beloved character like Dr. Evil. I think even Dr. Evil. More so than Austin, I'd say. But like people just love your character, and it's nice that you can sort of go away for so long and not do anything, and then every now and then just pop out, do this character. People will go fucking nuts for it.
Well, it got how many views does it have on YouTube right now? Oh my gosh. I just choked on my own saliva.
You're so emotional. Yeah.
I'm so proud of mine right now. The video has been out for 1 week and it has almost 3 million.
$3 million.
That's so exciting. I think this is truly something that is laying groundwork for something bigger. Because we do have something we'll talk about a little bit later on. He has a movie, Terminal, coming out. starring Margot Robbie, that has been getting a lot of positive buzz on film forums online. I've been hanging out in all of them just trying to support Mike, laying groundwork for him as well. I'm one of Mike's foot soldiers trying to lay groundwork out there.
And I think we mentioned this before we started recording, and that is he at the moment, I think that he does shine in his supporting, as a supporting role.
Yeah, that's the spot that I'm comfortable with Mike at now. If he's going to work his way up to being a leading man again, which is possible, could have a late, like a Mike naissance later on in life.
There could be another Austin, there could be another Wayne, something like that.
I hope not.
I hope not too. I hope it's a new thing. Although I would watch a Dr. Evil spin-off or something.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Because he's,
I would
it's
love
a great
to
character.
Yeah. I'd watch it from the director's chair, baby. That's what I'm hoping happens.
But I'm so comfortable with him in like a supporting role in a drama or something a bit different. I think it's an opportunity for him to possibly reclaim that Oscar that he could have gotten for 54.
Oh, yeah. You know?
I think he's due one. I think he's due. He's due a renaissance. A Mike naissance.
Yeah.
My connoissance.
I think that he needs to, I mean, The Terminal is just the first step. He needs to do this, and then he'll get a couple more supporting roles.
I hope so.
And then it'll just snowball from there. And that's, I feel like that's kind of what he's always wanted to do anyway. Like, you know that he has this penchant for drama.
Yeah.
You know that this thing, I think that he does want to be, he would love nothing more than to make that transition as a serious actor. He's tried it numerous
times.
I
would love to see him kind of have like the B career of an Adam Sandler that Adam Sandler's having right now. I made a call to you guys earlier today. I think Adam Sandler's going to win an Oscar within the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Because he's got a new film that he's just beginning production on called Uncut Gems with the Safdie brothers that did Good Time. It's got Rob Pattinson in it again, and he's playing a man who works in the corrupt world of like New York's diamond industry.
I love seeing the Sandman in a drama. I just watched Funny People again for the first time since it came out. He's incredible in
he's
it.
He's amazing. He's I so love that good. Movie.
And Ben, you also said you reckon Ray Romano could be an Oscar
winner. Yeah, I said this was not my original idea. This was Jonathan Schuster's idea. He said, and I completely agree with him, Ray Romano will win an Oscar in the next 5 years.
I'm 100% here for that.
I hope so. I think we're at that point now where our comedy boys, our heroes, the bad boys of SNL, are in the, not the twilight years, but they're pushing into middle age and further beyond now.
And this qualifies them for some really interesting supporting roles in film.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the thing. You have to age into it. You can't force yourself into being a dramatic actor if you come from sketch or stand up.
And the people that have that are a bit older than us, that have grown up with these people and are now in positions of power in the industry, have grown up loving these people.
Yeah.
So I think that is where they're getting these high quality works and almost like bespoke works.
Yeah.
Not unlike Ryan Coogler's Creed, where he wrote like the best Rocky role ever for Sylvester Stallone. I think we're seeing that with this generation of comedians as well. You know, people like Fred Armisen now in huge positions of power, Bill Hader, and these are the kind of guys that they grew up idolizing. And I think those are the people now we're going to start seeing really interesting things happening with these actors.
I want to see a Dr. Evil. I don't know if it's a movie, but I want to see something with Dr. Evil. That gave me such a taste to see him again.
Yeah. Well, Cam and I, we've thrown around a couple of ideas about Austin 4, and I think they all had more to do with Dr. Evil than Austin.
I think they would have to. I find that Austin as a character has been pretty used up.
He's like, public domain by now. Like everyone owns Austin.
Yeah, that's true.
Mike doesn't own Austin anymore.
Whereas Dr. Evil is still his. It's still kind of his. It's still, there's still mystery left over. There's still intrigue. There's still stories to tell.
Yeah, maybe Mike could play. We just were all so serious for so long, and there was a moment where we all just clicked and realized what the fuck is going on.
There's still stories to tell.
Oh my god,
what is wrong with us?
I don't know. Something real bad.
Something happened. Something happened to us.
I couldn't choose better company to be a complete moron with. I think as well, oh God, who gives a shit?
What are you doing with your lives?
You know what we should do? Okay, I think we may have reached the point where we need to tease ourselves with future Mike. We've talked about this potential latter stage career as a dramatic actor. Let's watch the trailer for the new film Terminal. Now, I've watched the teaser that came out. It was like a 40-second teaser. You don't see Mike. You see the back of Mike's head in the
teaser.
What
you presume would be Mike.
Yeah, we assume it's Mike. Mm. I haven't watched the full length
trailer.
I
think this is still the same trailer.
All right. Well, let's watch anyway. So this is Terminal.
Oh, this is a 2-minute trailer. So we're going to watch the latest Terminal trailer, 2 minutes trailer starring Margot Robbie.
No trains till tomorrow. 404 going north.
404 is an age away. It's not time that I'm trying to kill.
Want my advice?
Not really.
Just end it.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. So we just watched the trailer for Terminal. He's Mike features in it for about 6 seconds, maybe, if that.
Pushing it, perhaps.
Yeah, pushing it.
Yeah. But he does get a credit.
He
got an and credit.
Which just goes to bolster our theories that he is going for like supporting actor type thing. That's some real shit. Go
and he looked like he was within, you know, it was a pretty hefty character.
Yeah.
Role,
it wasn't really mugging. Mm-mm. He's doing a British accent, but it wasn't Austin British. It wasn't Tommy Maitland British.
It was a bit
wasn't
more.
Wasn't even Simon British.
It was his British accent, like, is good.
Yeah, he does a good British accent. That movie looks bizarre. You know what it reminds me of? Atomic Blonde that came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
like
right.
Stylized thriller, lots of neon colors.
It looks, it's very surreal and stylized, this film. So what we kind of know about it from now, the first trailer, the little teaser that came out a couple of weeks ago, has Margot Robbie narrating basically Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland quotes over the top. And so it's kind of what we're gathering from this is that this is an assassin movie with a surreal Alice in Wonderland twist in the narrative in some sort of way.
Mm.
And I think that this almost, from this trailer, now I'm starting to think it looks like a British Sin City. Because everyone's got British accent come out their freaking wazoo for this. Everyone's pulling it out of there. It's very, very British sounding.
Yeah, Dexter Fletcher from Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels is in it.
Who was he in Lock, Stock?
Oh, one of the, Soap, one of the British cunts.
Oh, was he Soap?
He was Soapy. Yeah.
Oh, Knives of a Show. Guns up for... No, whatever. It's a steal. It's a steal. He sailed a fucking century.
This guy. He got a million of them.
God, there's so many stories to tell that you can tell here.
Yeah, there's so many more stories of Soap.
Soap.
The character of Soap.
But Dexter Fletcher is also the director of the new Queen movie that also features Mike Myers in it. So they must be chumming it up right now.
That's great.
I can't wait to go down the rabbit hole with this movie when it comes out.
So the character Mike is playing is kind of like a train station attendant, one would assume.
I think he's a janitor with a little deeper past.
I reckon he's like an old errand man.
Yep.
He's an errands man.
Yeah, he could have maybe worked for the mob. He knows all the secrets. He's
got a little limp as well. Mm-hmm. Which Alice in Wonderland character do you think he may be?
Cheshire Cat.
Rabbit, baby.
I reckon either Rabbit or Cheshire Cat are ways to go. He was also the only one wearing a hat. Maybe he's a freaking Mad Hatter.
True. This is good stuff. This is good analytical podcasting for us.
Well, we are film critics as well, so we're looking out for little clues like that.
Film critics and famous dumb shits.
Yeah, famously, we are both stupids.
Well, I reckon we're pretty much done. I'm tapped out. I'm excited.
Tapped out and excited.
Tapped out and excited. I can't wait to see Terminal.
Which
I want to
see
Dr. Evil.
Which is also the title of your new solo show. Check it out. Tapped out and excited.
Tapped out, excited.
James Cameron is tapped out and excited.
Well, Horny Babies, thank you so much for joining us on this emergency episode that we released a week after the action happened. It has been an absolute pleasure to freaking hang out in your horny little ears, babies. Ben Russell, you've got some excellent shows happening at the Melbourne Comedy Festival right now.
Yes, baby, I do. I've got a show called Restaurant Fuckheads, which is at 10:45 on
Thursday.
Are we
allowed to say that on this podcast?
I don't know, dude.
Let him plug his show. It's at 10:45
on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, Monday, 9:45. But that's the only days that it's on. I made it very difficult for people to come see it.
We are coming tonight, by
the way. Coming.
Lex and I are coming tonight to watch it.
It's really good. If you love Mike Myers, you'll love this.
Yeah.
100%. Is he in it?
Yeah.
He plays the janitor in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he plays Dr. Evil in it.
Oh, he got him to play evil?
Yes.
Oh, so he's just doing it for anyone at the moment.
Yeah. Hello, Ben. I'm in your new show.
Cameron, you've also got Comedy Festival happening right now.
I am. I'm in a show called Chilled Out, Fired Up, a.k.a.
Tapped Out
and Excited. And it's on at 7 o'clock at the Greek Center every night. Except it's now earlier on Sundays because I like to fuck with the shit that way.
Yeah, nice.
Come along and check it out. Lex, what have you got? Are you got, like, you're going to be jerking off somewhere people can watch?
Actually, you're going to be...
I've got a peep show happening at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. No, I've got Greenlights Comedy Nights happening on the 27th of April.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a crazy show because it is our fifth anniversary show.
Wow.
Which is unheard of.
I can't believe you've been around for 5 years.
Finally, man. Finally old enough to drink.
Sort of, I mean.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, brother. And also, Cameron and I have got a brand new podcast. We'll have that in the show notes. It's called Total Reboot with Cameron James and Lexi Toliopoulos, where we go through reboots, remakes, and rip-offs in cinema and compare them to their original films.
Now, this podcast is a big deal, isn't it? You're doing it in conjunction with...
Yep. We are doing this as part of the Beta Pods Network, which is run by us and our friend Kyron, who's got some great podcasts on there as well. I'll give a plug to The Tuck Shop, which is him and Reese Nicholson talking about all things drag and Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race, which is a really great podcast.
I love your artwork that you have for Max Reboot.
That is all James Fosdyke. He is a very talented artist.
It's so good.
Yeah, real good.
He does
good.
All the Will Anderson stuff.
And now he does all our stuff as
now
well.
Now he does all our stuff, yeah.
I love your hot takes. I just want more. I want to put them all in a bath and I want to dip on in.
You want to dip in our hot take
bath? Yeah, I want your hot takes up against my taint.
Serious?
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to hear that kind of shit, brother. And I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, I want to get a good book and I want to just...
The Bible?
Settle in. You want to get the good book.
I want to get the good book.
Settle into a bar. Hot takes.
Just dip in.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Let's do it now.
All right.
Let's run the bath.
I can't wait to do it. Thanks for joining us on Mic Check, babies. We actually will be back with more Mic Check in the future. There are things happening in Mike's world right now that we will be discussing, such as Terminal coming out very soon.
Very exciting.
And Gong Show, baby, season 2.
Yeah, baby.
Bye, babies.
Bye-bye.
It's Mic Check. It's Mic Check.